ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Prices at the wholesale level dipped last month by 0.1% from the previous month. The producer price index shows inflation was up 2.6% in August compared to last year. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says it's one gauge the Federal Reserve Board is watching ahead of its meeting next week.
This report really does keep the Fed on track to cut interest rates next week, largely expected to have the first interest rate cut in quite some time. So that would be welcome news for a lot of borrowers out there talking about credit card debt, auto loans. We already are seeing mortgage rates go down in anticipation of that.
The consumer price index will be released tomorrow. The White House says it will appeal a judge's ruling in favor of Federal Reserve Board member Lisa Cook, leaving her to remain on the board after President Trump attempted to fire her due to allegations of mortgage fraud, something Cook denies. Israel facing international criticism following the strike in Qatar yesterday targeting Hamas leadership. Hamas says no top leaders were killed. This is ABC News. Former Vice President and 2024 presidential candidate Kamala Harris has written a book on last year's election called 107 Days. The Atlantic publishing some excerpts from the book, including her thoughts on the former president's initial decision to run for a second term. ABC News Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl has details.
Here's what she writes in that excerpt in The Atlantic. It's Joe and Jill's decision. We all said that like a mantra, as if we'd all been hypnotized. Was it grace or was it recklessness? In retrospect, I think it was recklessness. The stakes were simply too high. This wasn't a choice that should have been left to an individual's ego, an individual's ambition.
107 days due out later this month. Novo Nordisk, the maker of weight loss drugs Ozempic and Wegovy, cutting 9,000 jobs. The company cites competition in part for those cuts. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Preble High School students will be sharing the halls with police officers at school today after two fights broke out yesterday during lunchtime. One led to a student's arrest, and police also found a handgun with ammunition in a classroom. The Green Bay Police Department is continuing to investigate. The Green Bay School District is honoring eight alumni with a new Hall of Fame. At a ceremony yesterday, school superintendent Vicki Bayer called the project long overdue.
During my time here at Green Bay, I had opportunities to encounter so many wonderful, amazing alumni and wondered why we aren't recognizing them. Why aren't we getting a message out about some of the fabulous things happening that our alumni are part of?
To be eligible, honorees need to have graduated at least 20 years ago, a requirement easily met by Packers co-founder Curly Lambeau. He graduated from East High School 108 years ago. Lambeau went on to co-found the Packers, lead them to six NFL championships, and pioneered the passing game. Another inductee, Preble High School class of 1990, Major General Anthony Mastalier, has an interstellar impact. He's the current Director of Global Space Operations at U.S. Space Command at the Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado. The inaugural Hall of Fame also includes community leaders like Emily Jacobson, East High School class of 2003, and founder of the Wisconsin Doulas Association, and Nancy Nussbaum, West High School class of 1964, former De Pere mayor and Brown County executive and director of Wisconsin Office of Crime Victim Services. An induction ceremony is next month, October 11th. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime. WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman for 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers wrap it up in Texas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 3 of the Brewers-Rangers series today in Arlington. Milwaukee losing again last night, this time 5-4. The Rangers rookie Michael Helman, the star again, with a leaping catch over the outfield fence to deny Bryce Terang a home run. And then he went out and hit his own two-run homer in his next at-bat. The Brewers have reactivated Rhys Hoskins after missing 57 games with an injured thumb. NFL, the Packers signing wide receiver Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth $13 million. Watson suffering a torn ACL early January against the Bears, expected back later this season. The Packers play the Commanders tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Kickoff 7:15. Offensive tackle Zach Tom and guard Aaron Banks, both questionable for the game. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers played Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Kickoff 11 a.m. It looks like Danny O'Neill will again start at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Green Bay. Mostly cloudy with spotty sprinkles possible and highs scraping the low 70s. Clouds clearing later tonight. It'll be a sunny day tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. And for Friday, we warm things up to about 80. However, some showers and storms are expected overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No, cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No, and I don't know. Conversation. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. We're 97.9 FM, and we're going to take a little trip back in TV time. Do a little reminiscing together coming up right here on WGBW.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for
The C in rap is silence. WGBW.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
The sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that, me working for you. Whoa.
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign,
blocking out your scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that, can't you read? Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner.
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign,
blocking out the scenery,
breaking my mind.
Do this, don't do that, can't you read?
Have a membership card to get inside.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Laura McKenna here, and we're going to take a little trip back in TV time. On this day, September 10th, back in 1955, so 70 years ago, Gunsmoke made its TV debut. And I don't know if it's Gunsmoke that I'm thinking of, but there's a designated channel that has, I don't know if it's, I don't think it's MASH. I think it's Gunsmoke, that it's just 24/7, just all the time. I know there's a Dateline channel like that, because believe me, I watch that one. Not real big into the Gunsmoke, but if you look hard enough, I think you can find
it. With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go. School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Dream baby got me dreaming sweet dreams the whole day through. Dream baby got me
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. What's going on around town? Well, I'm glad you asked. Another local news update coming your way.
I can tell you've been hurt by that look on your face, girl. Some guy brought a sad thing to your happy world. You need love, but you're afraid that if you give in, someone else will come along and suck you to your game.
Baby, has all been rehearsed.
you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. We have a spot on our website at WGBW.fm where you can sign up to get all the local news delivered right to your inbox, so you will always be in the know. But you also get news every single half hour just by tuning in. And let's get to another one of those local
from
news
the 97.9 WGBW newsroom. I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. There's extra police at Preble High School today, along with more student support staff after two separate fights during lunch yesterday. In one, a student was arrested, and when officers searched for a locked classroom, they also found a handgun and ammunition. The gun wasn't on the student or out in the open. Police are still deciding on charges. Meanwhile, the Packers are shining a spotlight on high school football coaches across the state. They're looking for your nominations for Coach of the Week. Each week, the Packers recognize a high school coach for making a difference on the field or in the community. Each winning coach gets a $1,000 donation for their school's football program. And at the end of the season, one coach will be named Coach of the Year and be recognized when the Packers host the Bears at Lambeau in December. Nominations are open now, and the first Coach of the Week will be announced next week. More at Packers.com. In Green Bay and across Wisconsin, you could be waiting years to get a defense attorney if you're charged with a crime. A new investigation from Wisconsin Watch highlights the story of one Green Bay resident who's been waiting more than 2 years for a public defender. At her last hearing, the court said it had tried more than 10,000 times to find her an attorney for her 2023 drug possession case. As of the start of August, the state court system reported a backlog of more than 12,500 felony cases. For news at the top and the bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Mostly cloudy with spotty sprinkles possible and highs scraping the low 70s. Clouds clearing later tonight. It'll be a sunny day tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. And for Friday, warm things up to about 80. However, some showers and storms are expected overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 68.
such a sad affair, and I can hardly wait to be with you again.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 FM. We're WGBW, and we have that community calendar on our website at WGBW.FM. Find out what's going on around town. Lots of activities. This fall is going to be a very, very busy time in Green Bay with a lot of fun stuff.
Make it better.
as I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face, losing control, yeah.
News and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. Big game tomorrow night, the whiteout game with the Packers. And a friend of mine has season tickets and realizes how lucky her family is to have those since there is such a huge waiting list. But if you have the season tickets for the Packers or Brewers, Bucks, Badgers, whatever it is, just go ahead and log into your account just to make sure everything looks normal. Because that's the latest scam going around where somehow scammers are getting into your account, transferring the tickets out, and then you go to use them and you're like, what do you mean they're not there? So again, just a general reminder, never share your passwords, never click suspicious links, and these scammers always coming up with something new.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
Do you think you're stronger than local police and first responders? It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And I bet I got your attention because the 10th annual Unity Walk Fall Fest is on Saturday, September 20th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. This event celebrates unity, fun, and the fall spirit. You can enjoy live music by local artists, games for all ages, a raffle, and a friendly tug-of-war game with police and first responders. It's a perfect day out for the whole family, so check it out by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.9 FM.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. Every single night on 97.9, Pete Schwabba brings you Nightlight. And joining his show yesterday was Frank Hermans from Let Me Be Frank. If you missed that, check it out. The podcast is available at WGBW.fm.
Your feet.
And timeless hits heard all over the state. Heck, all over the world. 97.9 WGBW.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. Show him that you care. Show him that you care just for him. And do the things he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him. 'Cause you won't get him thinking and praying, wishing and hoping. 'Cause wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, kisses will start that won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of heartbreak, true love is, all you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and squeeze him and love him. Yeah, just do it, and after you do, you kisses will start that won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of heartbreak, true love is, all you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and squeeze him and love him. Yeah, just do it, and after you do,
Michelle Franzen. NATO officials and allies calling Russia's breach of Poland's airspace an